So you start on carbo, PEM, and pembrolizumab, and what happened?
Oh, he's done extremely well on clinic. He's finished his first four, and his symptoms, he had a lot of pain in his hip, and it got radiated, and his other symptoms have since almost gone away. He was going fishing this week, so he wanted to delay in his next round of treatment for an extra week, but then his house flooded, so he's not going fishing. He's going to clean up his house. But otherwise, he's doing extremely well. His breathing's better. He's not had any more bleeding. His tumors responded nicely. Although still there, it was quite large at the onset.
And you said he's continuing to smoke also?
He's trying to quit.
Oh, he's trying to quit. So, Ben, any comments about this case?
Yeah, a couple things. One is it's extraordinary to have such complexity with these cases now. This guy has a PD-L1 that we're not sure. His BRAF mutation is there. It can fool physicians to think, oh, a BRAF mutation, it's time for targeted therapy. But I think the important lesson here is that this is not a V600E mutation. And if you have a BRAF non-V600E mutation, which is a chunk of them, you're not going to respond to targeted therapy with dabrafenib and trametinib. And the other issue that we talked about, you know, he's got a lot of bony disease and the utility of a bone strengthening agent like zoledronic acid or denosumab. You know, we tend to get so excited about the chemotherapy and the immunotherapy, this new regimen that's fairly new and it working so well. But a reminder that patients that have bony disease, there's still a role for bone strengthening agents like zoledronic acid or denosumab to delay skeletal-related events and potentially improve survival.
How would you approach him, Ben, if you were to have disease progression?
So I'm fortunate enough to be at a place where we do have clinical trials, and we do have a lot of trials in this space. The trial that most of our patients are going on who progress on carbo-PEM pembrolizumab is an epigenetic trial. It's azacitidine and entinostat with nivolumab. But outside of a clinical trial, we are in the data-free zone, and Ray and I talked a lot about this today. Even docetaxel ramucirumab is not for, you know, no one in that trial, in the REVEL trial, had received chemotherapy with immunotherapy. We tend to extrapolate, so I'd say off of a trial, generally it's docetaxel and ramucirumab or docetaxel alone. Other options include gemcitabine. We talked a little bit about navalbine as well, but you know, this was a conversation that Ray and I again had between patients as we've moved all these drugs up front, you know, the pemetrexed, the pembrolizumab, up front, it's leaving some gaps second line. And I would say again, off of a trial, we would probably do docetaxel with or without ramucirumab.